Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I held a cup standing
with his hand on his car. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, little the late, great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. 23 after the hour. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Thank you for checking those out, using Material Advantage, and thank you for being here to help us celebrate our 22nd anniversary. We're doing that these segments with our good friend Cliff Inico, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Is that right, Cliff?
That's it. You got it. That's my website.
Succeeding in Your Business. And they can find your books there. They can find your weekly article that's outstanding, folks. The current one is...
Also got a great YouTube video too.
Yep.
Got a YouTube channel with about 40 one-hour videos, you know, for people that are looking to start up businesses. I just put up one, as a matter of fact, on dealing with angel investors, you know, where I talk about safes in a little bit more detail.
Right.
If you go to YouTube.com and you search for Cliff Enico, E-N-N-I-C-O, you'll see all the stuff that I got up there. And I'm not really as fat as I look on those videos, but that's okay.
The camera adds 30 pounds. I found that out too, Cliff. Hey, Cliff, folks, we're talking about SAFE. Now SAFE is the acronym for Simple Agreement for Future Equity. And this is an alternative to either loaning money to an investor, I mean, to a startup, or taking a loan from people to start your own business, or direct investment, which is equity. One's debt, one's equity, and all that goes around with that. And that somebody came up with this new program called SAFE, which is a promise of future equity. But the difference in this kind of investment and the direct investment is you don't know what your percentage of the company is going to be when you enter into a SAFE agreement. Now, there are problems with this that I want you to tell us about, Cliff, that you've discovered
that
people need to be aware of. But before we do, I want to say that every one of these options, even a warrant, we talked about possibly a warrant, every one of those comes with a different price, right? I mean, if you're going to do direct investment, you're going to invest a different level of money, so to speak, in a direct investment than you would in a SAFE or a warrant or a loan, right?
That's exactly right, yeah. And that's one of the things you want to talk about. That's part of the negotiation, too. A lot of crowdfunded offerings, by the way, are done using SAFEs, by the way. This has become a very popular tool in crowdfundings, by the way, which is kind of why I'm interested in it. But basically, let's talk about what's good about a SAFE. What's good about a SAFE from a company's perspective is, number one, you don't have to value the company. You don't have to put a value on it. That gives you more flexibility to issue shares to people later on at whatever price you bloody well want, which is good for entrepreneurs. They want that flexibility. The second is it doesn't have any tax consequence. A SAFE is not treated as either debt or equity for tax purposes. It's treated almost like a derivative contract, like a futures contract. We don't worry about taxes now. You only have tax liability when you actually get shares
redeem
in the company.
When you redeem, down the road, right?
And you get taxed at favorable capital gains rates. So there's a lot of good with SAFEs. I'm not going to say that I knock them, but there are issues with SAFEs. And you know, from the investor's perspective, you don't really know exactly what percentage of the company you're going to get down the road. It all depends on what the company does between now and then. You know, if they issue 5 more rounds of SAFEs, you know, between the next couple of years, you know, you could find yourself with a much smaller percentage of the company than you thought you were going to get going in. That's why when you do a SAFE, you know, what they do is they put up what they call a valuation cap on it, saying, you know, well, we'll promise you today that whatever valuation we put on the company down the road, it won't be more than X. That way you have at least some sense of what you're going to get.
Even though you don't know the number,
right,
that you would know if you were putting in direct preferred stock equity, you have a range. You know that you're not going to get completely diluted. The dilution issue is a big deal when you're investing in a company.
Yep, that's right. And if you're buying what's called a pre-money SAFE, you get diluted each time the company goes out and issues more of them.
Right.
Is basically what happens. Your percentage in the company, whatever it's going to be, becomes less and less. So that's why you try to
build in the reason why it's important to know this, as you mentioned earlier, Cliff, the reason why it's important to know this is you need to understand what all these terms mean if you're investing in this so that you know how to negotiate what you're getting for your money.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's it. Because otherwise you don't know. You're just, you're going in on a wind and a prayer, basically, with one of these things.
Right.
And that's the thing. Now, if you're dealing with a good company and a reputable company, good founders, good entrepreneurs, it probably will not be an issue, But, if what happens when you do a safe and, 5 years later, the triggering event has not happened. They
right.
haven't had their VC round.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens at that point? It's not like a convertible note where there's a maturity date at some point.
Isn't it?
Where you
get paid. But Cliff, let's
thing
be
is just kind of hanging out there.
Cliff, let's be honest as we wrap up our visit today. Let's be honest. When you're investing in a startup, you said earlier, if you're an investor, you're if you loan the money, you're on the front of the liquidation. If you're not, you're on the other end. If you're investing in a startup, there's not going to be anything left if it doesn't work.
That's right.
Right?
To write it off completely. And one of the good things about a safe, which is if you are buying a pre-money safe, the stock that you get down the road will qualify as what we call Section 1244 stock. So you can write off basically most of your investment if the company
on
fails.
On that note, I got to wrap it up.
Hey, Cliff, stock in the
thank
company.
You for being here. Right, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. That's Cliff's book. I mean, his website, I should say. Come back soon, Cliff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.